Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Pakistan launches cross-border military strikes, self-defense or dangerous escalation. I'm joined tonight by Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York, Dr. Marcus Lindqvist, tech policy director with Continental Digital Authority in Stockholm, Professor Zhang Mei, director of Capital University Global Institute from Beijing, and Professor Thabo Makuna, Johannesburg Policy Forum director, joining us from Johannesburg. Ambassador Chen, Pakistani forces have crossed international borders in what they call counterterrorism operations. Your opening assessment.
This is deeply concerning. While Pakistan faces legitimate security threats, unilateral cross-border operations violate sovereignty and international law. We've seen this playbook before. It escalates quickly and destabilizes entire regions. Pakistan needs to work through proper diplomatic channels, coordinate with international partners, and respect territorial integrity. The principle here is clear. You cannot simply declare military action justified and expect the international community to accept it without consequences.
Professor Zhang, Ambassador Chen says this violates international law, but doesn't every nation have the right to defend itself?
Absolutely. Pakistan faces genuine security threats that require decisive action. When militant groups operate across borders with impunity, traditional diplomatic channels often prove inadequate. China understands the imperative of protecting national security. We've faced similar challenges with cross-border terrorism. The international community should focus on addressing root causes rather than condemning nations forced to protect their citizens. Pakistan's actions appear proportionate and targeted, not indiscriminate aggression.
But Professor Zhang, proportionate is subjective. How do we prevent this from spiraling into broader regional conflict?
This is precisely why we need multilateral frameworks and digital intelligence sharing. The EU has developed sophisticated counterterrorism protocols that respect sovereignty while enabling coordinated responses. Pakistan should be engaging through established international mechanisms, UN peacekeeping, regional security partnerships, intelligence sharing agreements. Unilateral action, however justified it may seem, undermines the rules-based international order we've spent decades building.
Professor Makuna, what does this look like from the Global South perspective? Another powerful nation acting with impunity.
Here we go again, the same double standards we see everywhere. When Western nations conduct preemptive strikes or humanitarian interventions, it's called peacekeeping. When a developing nation like Pakistan defends itself, suddenly it's dangerous escalation. Africa knows this game well. Pakistan is dealing with terrorism spillover that affects millions of lives. The international community ignored these problems for years, and now they're shocked when Pakistan takes action.
Ambassador Chen, Professor Makuna just accused you of applying double standards. How do you respond to that charge?
That's a false equivalence, Professor. NATO operations involve multilateral consensus, UN authorization, or direct threats to alliance members. Pakistan acted unilaterally without consultation or international oversight.
Multilateral consensus among who? The same Western powers who created many of these borders and conflicts. Pakistan doesn't need permission from former colonial powers to protect its people.
This isn't about colonial history, it's about preventing regional war. These operations could trigger massive retaliation and civilian casualties across multiple countries. That helps no one.
Rapid fire round. Ambassador Chen, should there be immediate sanctions on Pakistan?
Targeted sanctions, yes. Diplomatic isolation until they commit to multilateral dialogue and cease unilateral operations.
Dr. Lindqvist, can European digital intelligence help de-escalate this?
Absolutely. Real-time intelligence sharing could make targeted operations unnecessary. The EU should offer Pakistan access to our counterterrorism databases immediately.
Professor Zhang, should China intervene diplomatically here?
China supports Pakistan's right to self-defense, but encourages dialogue. We'll facilitate discussions between all parties if requested.
Professor Makuna, biggest risk right now?
That major powers will impose solutions without consulting regional voices. Local communities pay the price for international power games.
Final thoughts, Ambassador Chen.
Military solutions without diplomatic coordination lead to escalation. Pakistan must step back from the brink.
Technology and multilateral frameworks can solve what military action cannot. Europe stands ready to help.
Nations have legitimate security needs. The focus should be eliminating terrorism, not condemning self-defense.
Stop applying different rules to different nations. Pakistan deserves the same consideration as any Western country.
Pakistan's military gamble continues tonight as regional tensions rise. Tomorrow, Africa's resource wars and the new scramble for critical minerals. I'm your host. This has been Global Crossfire.